Right now, I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vinemont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer Black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vinemont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vinemont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try. Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good today.
Pandemic has changed so much at Bakersville, our Missouri farm, since we closed it to the public last spring. The garden staff still tends to the gardens and greenhouses where we trial new heirloom varieties we'd like to sell, and Rocky the donkey still mugs for passersby. The heritage bred geese still lounge about in their pond behind the greenhouses, and the goats always up for a handout. Like the rest of the world, we've tried to adapt. At the seed store now, the shelves are empty, but the crew is packing seed by hand. The restaurant, which served up delicious vegan lunches with a side of social time, is now a socially distanced hub for seed packing. The seed packing machines and shipping line in our warehouses thrum day and night as we try to keep up with demand. Gardens are a source of sustainability and solace in hard times. And over the past year, people have turned to Baker Creek in remarkable numbers for seeds. Providing them is a job that every single one of us takes to heart. But we'll be honest, it's awfully lonely in Bakersville. When the tile garden dazzled with tulips last spring, we sure wish you could have been there to see them. We miss the school kids playing in the village and the visitors wandering the tile garden, cameras in hand. We miss Debbie Gettle's cinnamon rolls on Fridays at the bakery. We miss the monthly festivals in the growing season when bluegrass music rang out from the Opry stage and artisans and gardeners came to share their wares. We missed hosting the National Heirloom Expo in Santa Rosa, California last year. We miss you, and we can't wait to see you again.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show as we have traveled to Mansfield, Missouri, to the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. So glad to be here right now with Michelle Johnson. For me, it brings back a lot of memories. My grandfather, who raised me, had a garden every season. He would have me running the tiller. He would have me pulling the weeds and all those different activities. And you build a love of gardening through that, through a loved one. And I know that there are people listening right now who have that same love, who had someone that they cared about dearly, who may have raised a garden, and you were part of that effort season in and season out. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Michelle Johnson.
Thank you so much for traveling here and for visiting with us. It's such a pleasure.
As I mentioned, I have a seven-year-old who is about to have that love of gardening instilled in her. She's picked up some plants. She has her little garden. As a matter of fact, as we were driving over here, she said she dreamt that her little yellow flower, which will eventually produce a tomato, that she had a little green tomato. She said she dreamt about that. And so when we get home, the first thing she's going to do is get out of the car and go back to the backyard and check to see if she has a green tomato.
That's a good thing to do. It's so exciting when your garden starts to grow. And we love hearing stories like that, young people who are really in love with gardening. That's how this company started. Our founder, Jer Gettle, started gardening when he was just a tot. He was about 3 years old. In fact, there's a story that his grandmother tells, Miss Opal. She lives here on the property in a house just down the way. You passed it as you came in. And she tells this story. They had a big garden. They grew up on a homestead. They had a big garden. She went out with him to it one day. She remembers it so vividly. She said, there he was, about 3 years old, and he was just pointing at little sprouts and saying, oh, look, your beets are up. Oh, look, there's your radishes. And she was astonished that he, at that age, could identify all those different plants. So his love of gardening runs deep and long and true.
And when we talk about Jer, we're talking about Jer Gettle, the founder, the owner of Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, and he started it as a hobby. Mm-hmm. He was a teenager in 1998, and he began this as a hobby. I was thinking about, as we were talking before the interview, you were 19 and you were in radio. I was 18 and I was at the University of Alabama. And I thought about the fact that in 1998, I would have been a freshman at the University of Alabama. And here was Jer starting this hobby that has grown into this amazing business that people worldwide know about, Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company.
Mm-hmm. It is a remarkable story. They moved to this farm when he was 9 years old. By then, he was already really interested in gardening, really interested in heirloom seeds. He joined Seed Savers Exchange. We can talk about what that is because it's a remarkable organization that has really stewarded the heirloom seed movement for 40 years. But he started trading heirloom seeds with people, growing them out here on the farm. And one day, he asked his mom, hey, do you think I could publish a little catalog of the things that I'm growing? And she said, well, sure, what do you want to do with it? And he said, I want to send it to friends and family and other people who I, you know, share seeds with through Seed Savers. And she said, okay. So with $100 and a list of 500 people, they made a 12-page hand-drawn mimeographed catalog that listed about 70 different varieties that he had grown out here on the farm. He had a blue plastic tote bin full of seeds in his bedroom. And he and his friend would sit on the stairs at the house and put those seeds into packs and send them out. That's how it started, Mark.
It's an incredible story, and people listening right now to think about, maybe someone out there is thinking about what they can do and take a step. And that's what Jared did. He took a step, and here we are now at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. There are so many things that can come from a conversation like this, and I think you'll agree, Michelle, that as we listen to people and their stories, there's something that we can take from that, a seed, if you will, that we can then turn around and plant, and we can reap a harvest, but we have to work at it. And I know that for Jer, this has been a labor of love, and it is work. It's work for him and his wife, Emily, and their family, and it takes sacrifices to have a business like this, but I believe that they're reaping the rewards from it. Seeing the people who love and have a passion for what they do has to be an amazing feeling for both of them.
Mm-hmm. As his mother said to me, she said, you know, so 1998, the first year, they, you know, sent the catalog to about 500 friends and people. Then was enough, but they got enough money back from it to put another catalog out. And that was 1999. Remember 1999 when everyone was worried about Y2K? What was going to happen to the computer systems, whether our food supply would be secure. And so we saw a pretty substantial bump in business. And I remember his mother telling me that was exciting, but she said, now don't get your hopes up because things might not go as well next year. But things just kept growing. As she says, the Lord wanted it, the people wanted to have the seed, and that's where we are. From that humble beginning of a young man's passion to becoming the largest heirloom seed company in North America, it's just phenomenal. All of us who work here are so inspired by the story every day.
From people who have hobby gardens to people wanting to live off the grid,
mm-hmm.
there is a wide array of people who love the heirloom seeds, who love what it produces.
Precisely. Our customer base is, you know, our customers are like, really, they're like extended family in a way. People are very generous about if they grow something that they love, they'll share it. I love watching videos of people getting their seeds, their seed packs in the mail and opening them up, like unboxing them. It's just so fun. And we say, wow, we're all in this together, you know?
As we think about your role here, Michelle, you handed me a beautiful catalog, and a lot of work has gone into that. You talked about Laura, who takes the pictures, mm-hmm. a great photographer. Her and her husband came from California, and all the people that are involved with that.
That's right. And let's think about that. You also met one of our gardeners, Andrew. Here's the thing. All of what you see in that catalog begins in the garden, in the capable hands of the people who grow those plants. Last year, our small gardening staff planted 27,000 seed starts in the garden.
Wow.
Yes, right? All of those were lovingly tended by a small group of gardeners, all so that we could test those varieties. We trial a lot of varieties here. But yes, all of those photographs that you see in the catalog, all the beautiful photographs you see online, those are the work of our wonderful photographer, Laura Stilson, working hand in hand with Jer Gettle. They're very involved, both of them, in presenting those varieties in such a beautiful and compelling way. The artistic presentation of our varieties is one of the things I think that certainly it's a visual feast for me. I love, and I think our customers do as well. If you'll give me a moment of personal indulgence, one of the things that I spend a lot of time doing is editing photographs for the video projects that I work on. There are some days when I'm sitting at my computer just immersed in this gorgeous catalog of images from our database as I try to sort of figure out how I'm going to tell the stories of particular varieties. It's the loveliest thing.
I think about Jer asking his mom about a catalog and being able to do that and sending it out to 500 people and what it has developed into.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely takes a team. And you've just alluded to that as you talk about the gardener that we met outside and a team of people to make a catalog like that work, to bring the fruits and the vegetables and the pictures and the children out there who are involved with it. We don't leave them out, because that adds a lot to it. When you have a child holding a plant, they're smiling, they're happy, it warms your heart. It brings a special feeling, a unique feeling, wanting to be a part of this.
And it's totally genuine. I mean, the kids love being a part of it. They really enjoy going to the garden with their dad and their mom. And they're just such an integral part of the environment here. I can't imagine working here without seeing them. We all really enjoy seeing them.
Michelle, if it's okay, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about that seed exchange that you were talking about. And then we'll talk further about some other things that we want to bring up to listeners about the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, Jer and his wife Emily, who own the farm. I hope that you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company in Mansfield, Missouri. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Drive
to the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to a special travel edition of the Mark White Show, as I'm in Mansfield, Missouri, at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company with Michelle Johnson. You hear the peacock in the background. Wonderful ambiance here for someone who loves nature. You enjoy being outside. I hope that you hear the sounds of the birds, hear the sounds of nature, and that you are enjoying this special edition of the Mark White Show. We have traveled from our home in Alabama to Mansfield, Missouri, and I do want to give a shout out to my daughter, Cora, because she suggested that we go to Laura Ingalls Wilder's home and museum, and we did. And I made contact with Michelle Johnson, and here we are now at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Michelle Johnson.
Thank you so much.
This is such a great conversation, and I enjoy hearing about people like Jer, who had a vision for starting his business, who took a little catalog that his mom said, yes, you can do that, and then he sends it out to 500 or so people, and it leads, one thing leads to the next. And we've talked about the amazing customer base that you have. You treat them like family. We talked about the special catalog, the 2021 edition, and the great work that takes place to make that happen. We are here at a beautiful farm. This place is incredible. It's in Mansfield, Missouri. There are people who come in here daily from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. coming to check out the seed store to find out more about what you all do. Let's talk about this location and what makes it work.
I think it's the people who make it work. The farm is now expanded to about 16 acres of greenhouses, gardens, and also, of course, the heart of it is Bakersville, the pioneer village. It is a kind of meeting place, destination in a way. One of the things that, again, indulge me, I'm going to go back to go forward. But in about a couple of years after Jer first published a catalog, they had built a little seed store, and he thought it would be fun to start having public events out here. So they started to host festivals where people could come together, socialize, sell plants, sell food, just socialize around these beautiful heirloom varieties, build community. After the festivals got going, slowly they built up the little village here. So there's a blacksmith shop where someone actually comes and works on festival days doing blacksmithing. There's a bakery where Jer's mom actually bakes wonderful breads and cookies, usually on Fridays. Her cinnamon rolls are to die for, just saying. There's a little apothecary where we have some teas and things like that. And then there's a restaurant, a vegan restaurant that's open now, just on Fridays for now. The thing is that our farm, because of the pandemic, was closed to the public from March of 2020 to just a few weeks ago. So we are just now opening again. And it's been delightful. It got pretty lonely around here, I have to tell you. We're used to having school groups come and visit with us. People come from all over the country to visit with us. It's just part of the DNA of this place to be open. So being closed was hard emotionally for all of us. Also, we experienced a huge surge in demand for seed during the pandemic as well. So every available space was turned into a hand packing operation. There were hand packers in the restaurant. There were hand packers in the seed store. There were people working any available space they could to try to keep up with the demand for heirloom seeds. To be honest with you, I was a little concerned about how the vibe was going to be when we opened up again, how long it would take us all to sort of adjust. I just feel like everybody's in tune and we're back, you know.
Comes natural.
It comes natural. It does. It really does. So much has changed, but so much is still the same.
When we talk about students coming to this location here at Baker Creek, and we talk about the seed exchange, which Jer was involved in as a young person. Let's talk about that and how that led Jer to this and the seed exchange itself. What is that about?
Seed Savers Exchange is an organization that was started about 40 years ago by a woman named Diane Ott-Peely in Decorah, Iowa. If you ever have an opportunity to visit there, you should. It's a gorgeous farm, and the work they do stewarding and preserving heirloom varieties is spectacular. But through their work, they created a seed exchange, a yearbook, and a member organization where people from all over could list the heirloom varieties that they had to share, and people could acquire them from others. And so that rich network of sharing is really fundamental to the rise of the heirloom seed movement in the United States. Jer was a part of that as a teenager. His idea was to try to create a business. His intention was never to make a lot of money. His intention was to share the remarkable story of heirloom varieties and the richness of them into a wider community of people beyond the seed saving movement. Charitable giving, it's quiet, but it is really a fundamental value of our company. Jer's goal, his goal has never been to make a lot of money. It's been to share these remarkable seeds with as many people as possible and encourage people to grow them, to save them, to share them, so that they can help their own communities be self-sufficient and self-sustaining. It's really important. We believe that seeds belong to the people and that people should have access to them and to have access to information about how to grow them. We give seeds away to nonprofit organizations, basically any organization that asks for seeds to grow, we'll share them with them. School groups, church gardens, community gardens, prison gardens. These are all organizations that we've shared seeds with. Our very large expo in California, the National Heirloom Expo, which we've been doing now, last year would have been our 10th year for that. All of the funds that are raised through that go to the School Garden Network. Providing seeds to various groups is really just part of what we do. It's just part of our business practice. We also practice charitable giving. And so that's just really a fundamental value that's baked into how Jer operates this business and how we do business, because it's the right thing to do.
I think we want to talk about the history of heirloom varieties and have that conversation for people who are listening who may not understand exactly what that even means, heirloom seeds. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Heirloom seeds are varieties that have been passed down hand to hand in families or communities for generations. I love these heirloom seeds because they're seeds with a story. They're rooted in place. Jer has said that he thinks that the reason that these old vegetables get people so excited is that they do tell a story. They tell a story about a culture, whether it's yours or someone else's. They give us a window into history. He says it's a living piece of the past, and it's one of the only things that every person can have, whether you have finances or not, no matter where you live, there's always the ability to pass on a seed. And that is so much of what makes them special, that they give us a connection to the past, we enjoy them in the present, then we're also handing them off into the future, right? So that is a beautiful thing. We sell about 1,000 varieties of heirloom and open pollinated seeds. And I think it may be important to talk just a little bit about the difference between the two. Heirloom seeds are those that have a family story or an origin story, and they are open pollinated. All heirloom seeds are open pollinated. Not all open pollinated seeds are are heirlooms. Open pollinated simply means that the cross-pollination could have occurred in nature, whether it's through an insect or through the wind or some very minimal human intervention. These are not genetically modified varieties. They might be hybrids, but they've been stabilized over time because they've been saved over successive growing generations to stabilize the genetics. And that's why you can save open pollinated seeds year after year. Even the new ones, that relatively new ones that have been developed by open pollinated breeders like Brad Gates, for example, of Wild Boar Farms, who creates these gorgeous eye-popping tomatoes.
You talked about the connection from past to present to future, and people who are listening right now may have never heard of Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. This is a great opportunity, I think, Michelle, to share with people how they can get the catalog, how they can connect, how they can come to Mansfield, Missouri, and enjoy this great facility, which has been closed for several months due to COVID, and now, as you said, over the past few weeks, has reopened, and there's new life here. People are coming back out, and they're enjoying this beautiful farm and walking around and getting to see what is all involved here.
The doorway to it all is our website, rareseeds.com. You'll find all the information that you need about ordering the catalogs, about ordering seeds, about coming to visit. We're also on Facebook at Rare Seeds. We have a YouTube channel, Rare Seeds. You'll find us on Twitter, Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. The photos are great. Cher's out in the garden all the time taking wonderful photographs.
And I want to give a shout out to the people who follow Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. I'll tell you, folks, if you are following and you have shared a picture of your plants, of your fruits and vegetables, I've been looking, and there are some very impressive gardeners out there. And so I appreciate being able to see those pictures. I appreciate the fact that Baker Creek shares those pictures, which then causes that connection, that communication, so that people can proudly show what they're out there growing in their own yard, on their own farm. And I think that there is a special, unique relationship that's developed through that page and through the things that you all do here at Baker Creek.
There very much is, and we appreciate all of the folks who share their photographs with us so generously and their growing experiences. Some are good, some are not so good, and we learn from the folks who grow our seeds.
There's a community that is available to give tips. If you're struggling as a gardener, and like my seven-year-old, she's just getting started, but if there are people out there who over the years can give Cora tips and say, you might try this, you might try that, it really is a great way for people to learn from each other.
Yes, yes it is. And that spirit is out there. I think, you know, you can find it on, you can find it on social media pages, Facebook pages for growers. There's just a multitude now of resources, and resources for, you know, that are especially geared for young people too.
Thank you for sharing your skill as a writer, Michelle. As I looked through the catalog and I saw some of the ways that you write as you're presenting the seeds and the plants to people, you do an incredible job.
Oh, I appreciate that very much. You know, it's a pleasure for me to do it. I have learned so much about the history of heirloom seeds, and really diving into the history of these seeds and tracing their origins from various places around the globe and their stories, that I've come to understand that you really can tell the story of the development of a civilization by following the seeds. It's remarkable. And that we are able to do that for folks is really just a gift. I came to this work after about 25 years as a working journalist in broadcast, in print media, in digital media. I retired from the newsroom about 3 years ago. I was tired. I was tired. And this has given me a whole new way to use my gifts and use my skills. And I'm so grateful for that.
I love that. And there are people out there right now who may be looking for a new path, and that's okay.
if you've done something for a very long time and you don't have the same passion and interest that you once had, look to other things and find those opportunities. Life is short. I just turned 42 this past weekend, and I think about, as I mentioned at the very beginning of this conversation, my own grandfather, who was born in 1928, who's no longer with us, but I have some very special memories. And my granddad, he did exactly what he wanted to with his life. He took a path that he had a desire to take, and he loved life, and gardening was part of that. I remember, as I was telling my wife, he planted flowers in the garden for my grandmother, and I can picture those flowers as we're talking, and that was a special part of the garden that he dedicated to my grandmother each and every season. Those are the type of memories that I conjure up in my mind from the past, and I'm saying all that to say that one generation leads to the next, and it's the same way with these heirloom seeds, that these have been passed down, and I want us to all think about passing something down to the next generation. Being here in Mansfield, Missouri, being here at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, sitting here with Michelle Johnson, listening to her story, and thinking about what we can do to encourage and inspire each other. And part of that is passing down our knowledge, and that could be gardening knowledge. And if you want to connect with Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, go to rareseeds.com. Again, you can find them on Facebook. Get that catalog that this team has worked so hard on and enjoy this beautiful farm in Mansfield, Missouri. I hope you get the chance to come out. And again, I appreciate my little seven-year-old for suggesting coming out to Mansfield to see the Laura Ingalls Wilder Home and Museum and then to come to Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Farm. Michelle Johnson, I really have enjoyed this conversation with you.
Oh, likewise.
Thanks to Jer and Emily and the great work that they do, and Jer's parents and his grandmother, who's also here on the farm. I appreciate each and every one of you, and you just keep up the good work. And I'm looking forward to hearing great stories of young people coming out here, people coming back to enjoy this beautiful farm in Mansfield, Missouri. Folks, you have been listening to a special travel edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company in Mansfield, Missouri. I hope you've enjoyed this conversation with Michelle Johnson as we have talked about this beautiful farm, talked about the history of Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. You know, here on The Mark White Show, we recognize difference makers, and we share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by this show, and if you are, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities all over the world. And I encourage you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. Subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.
Right now I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vinemont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer Black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vinemont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vinemont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit. You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.